Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. We are less than a week away from Election Day. And Tom, we're getting reports that black votes are down in North Carolina, where early voting is already happening. Our percentage of turnout in the black community is lower than it was in 2012 by some 15%, same in Florida. Our people are being reported to have a lack of enthusiasm, which is confusing to me when we don't have a lack of problem. It would seem to me to be a shame, and it would be a disgrace in history that after all of the things we've gone through, from the shootings to the marching to the organizing, that we get to the voting that really counts and we don't show up because we are not excited about a candidate and less than excited about our conditions and saying which candidate is going to deal with it. I think that we have got to understand, yes, President Obama is not on the ballot, and he won't be on the ballot again. But as he said, our concerns are on the ballot, and his legacy is on the ballot. And we cannot let them talk us out of a fight that they will win if we don't show up. So I'm saying to people all over the country that we have got to get up and wake up and realize that all that we are fighting for now and standing for now will not matter if we don't vote. They did not hear us all the time when we marched. They didn't hear us all the time when we screamed. But they can't ignore us if we vote. Those numbers will decide the president, the Senate, the Congress. This is the one that counts. If you don't do the one that counts, we can't continue to complain later. We must get out and vote. We can't say that we were so withdrawn that we withdrew from the real race. Mm. It's up to us. We've got 6 days. In early voting states, you have today.
Reverend Al,